tyranny, forged by freedom. That's what made us the greatest nation this world has known. We must resurrect that spirit to preserve liberty for ourselves and our posterity. This is Revolution's Revival. And now, your host, the cigar-smoking, politically incorrect, patriot of the hour, Caleb Shoemate.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Revolution's Revival. Today I want to talk to you guys about something that is going to make me very, very unpopular. According to an article that Ted Cruz wrote back in 2016 in the Washington Post, it'll make me unpopular with over 70% of Americans across the aisle. But you don't tune into my show to hear what's popular, do you? You tune into my show to hear what is right and what is honest and what is true. And I've always promised that I would be honest and truthful with you guys about what it is that I believe. On Monday, Ted Cruz introduced a bill that was backed up by several senators, including Marco Rubio of Florida, Rick Scott of Florida, Mike Braun of Indiana, and Ted Young, also of Indiana. His proposed bill would put term limits on senators of 2 terms and limit members of Congress to serving 3 terms. I don't think limiting the number of terms that a person can serve is necessarily helping the problem. Now, you would think, as a libertarian, now, why wouldn't you be in favor of that, Caleb? Why wouldn't you be in favor of limiting politicians' power? Because when power grows, liberty shrinks, right? Well, that is true. And I think Ted Cruz is, by and large, a good man. I think that a lot of his policy proposals are good proposals. Now, there will be times that I will disagree with Senator Cruz because he's a conservative, and as a libertarian, there's some ideological differences there. There's quite a bit of ideological difference. And I think that his proposal is missing the mark because it's putting in the hands of government something that shouldn't be in the hands of government. It is our job as citizens of this republic to choose the leaders that we desire. Now that means if they want to run for 1 billion terms, they can run for 1 billion terms. Now, would I want them to run for 1 billion terms? Absolutely not. I'm more concerned about citizens who keep voting for the same people over and over and over and over again. Because the definition of insanity, guys, is to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. So I don't think that proposing an amendment to the Constitution really deals with the root of the issue. We are supposed to select our leaders. Now, people would say, well, they did it with the president, right? After FDR. And yes, they did. And I think FDR was a horrible, horrible, tyrannical president. And that would be a topic for a different show. So you would think that, well, if they did it for the president, and you were such a opponent of FDR, and you think he was so horrible, then wouldn't you be concerned with senators and congressmen? Of course I am. But in the same manner, I would have opposed a limit to how many terms a president can run. It's not government's job to figure out how many terms somebody can run. It's our job to give them the boot when we're tired of them. And I don't think that proposing a bill that would say, well, you're not eligible to run more than 2 terms or 3 terms if you're a congressman, would really help the issue. I think it's just going to ultimately give government more power. and we have to assume responsibility. I would like to ask Senator Cruz, as a conservative, do conservatives not talk about all the time that it is personal responsibility this, personal responsibility that? It's a talking point you hear all the time from the right. Well, wouldn't it be the same when it comes to voting? If somebody ran over and over and over again, do we not have anybody but ourselves to blame if we keep electing the same idiots over and over and expecting something different? It's not government's job to do that. And I'm more concerned about the people who keep voting for R's and D's over and over and over and saying, well, oh, we got to keep the other guy out. We got to keep the other guy out because that other guy is just terrible. So I guess I just have to vote for the lesser of two evils. I guess I have to vote for the one that is really crap. But if they're both crap sandwiches, at least this one isn't soggy. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to be eating a crap sandwich. And it's really disturbing to me that so many people would be in support of this when we have the power as the American people to elect our leaders, and we can say no. We can say no. We can refuse to vote for these people over and over again. If they do something we don't like, don't vote for them the next time. It's that simple. And don't say, well, oh, you know, I gotta keep the other guy out. You know what? If you don't like the opponent, don't vote for him either. And I'm sick of the people who, they keep voting for people in their hearts who they know they don't like, who don't represent their interest, when you have third parties that a lot of times don't even make it to the ballot, but they're out there. They're out there. Third parties are out there. And even if they make it on the ballot, people don't even take the time to discover who those people are, because what do they always say? Oh, well, that person can never win. Well, you know what? If everybody who said that a third party couldn't win would vote for a third party, you wouldn't have the same crappy candidates that you have over and over again. It's time to take personal responsibility for our actions. That there's no such thing as the lesser of two evils. It's our job. This republic is our inheritance, guys. And representative government is a beautiful thing. But it does require personal responsibility. And that's something that I mean sincerely. It's not just a talking point for me. You can't be free and not assume a certain amount of personal responsibility. So if we keep voting for idiots over and over again, we have nobody but ourselves to blame. I would like to ask Ted Cruz, I'll give him an invitation. Now, if he wants to come on my show, if he wants to come on Revolution's Revival and talk about why he thinks proposing a amendment to the Constitution is a good idea and a proper way to solve this, the invitation is yours, Senator. I extend it to you. I extend it to any of your colleagues who voted for this. If any of you guys want to come on this show and advocate for this bill you've proposed, you have the floor. I'd be more than willing to have a conversation with you guys and find out what you're thinking. But I just don't understand the disconnect. I don't understand why people would rather abdicate their responsibility and instead give more power to government. We see this all the time because people don't want to take responsibility for their actions. So they say, well, let's let the government do it. And amending the Constitution is a big deal. It's a very big deal. We've got 27 amendments to the Constitution. 27. Some of those amendments don't even belong there. Like the 17th, for example. They are antithetical to what the Constitution was designed to do, and that is to limit government. Now, a lot of the amendments after the Bill of Rights, the first 13, 14. They're just restatements of really what was already in the 10th. If you understand the Bill of Rights, then those other amendments are just repeats from about, 11 to 14. But amending the Constitution should never be taken lightly. And you know what? I like Ted Cruz. I think Ted Cruz is a great guy. I'll let you guys know, I voted for him in 2016. And enthusiastically, I voted for Ted Cruz. I would probably vote for Ted Cruz again. I think he's a great guy. But I think he's very misguided about this. And as someone who has spent his career advocating and defending the Constitution, don't you think that advocating for an amendment should be a very, very thought-out process and not something that's done willy-nilly? Not something that is just, I don't like this. Let's advocate for an amendment instead of looking at other ways to address a problem. Is Ted Cruz, are you, Senator, going to step down? You've served two terms. Are you going to step down after the end of this term? Are you going to set the example? Or are you going to be like the George Washington? You're a good man. I think that we should restore the sense of servant, the servant politician. That's something that's missing. Too often are politicians concerned with their own interest. They advocate for the people. You see this in the rhetoric. They say, well, I'll do this and I'm for you. I'm for you. And it's no matter left or right, you know, we can talk about policy differences all day long, and there are a lot. But they always say, well, I'm for you, and I will fight for the people. But when they get elected, what do the majority of them do? They go after their own interest and the interest of the party. Well, it's time to say enough is enough, and it's time to send a message to these political parties that we're not going to go along with it, that if they keep putting out crappy candidates, that we're smart enough to use the brains that we were given and to say, you know what? You didn't keep up with your promises. You didn't measure up to the promises that you made to me. And as a citizen of this state or this district, I will not vote for you again. I don't like people that willy-nilly vote. I don't like people who encourage everyone to vote. I don't think every person in this country needs to vote. And that's also a very unpopular opinion. If you're not informed, if you don't know the Constitution and have an understanding, a basic understanding of how government works, you don't need to vote. I don't want you to vote. I don't want to suffer because of your stupid decisions. Now, I'm sorry if that makes some of you offended. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. If that offends you, you're listening to the wrong show. And I told you that I'd be honest from the very beginning. So if you're too stupid to not take the time, or too lazy to not take the time to read, to understand the Constitution and how government works and the beauty of a representative republic like we have here in America, a system of government that many countries in the world claim to want to emulate, but they haven't gotten it right. We have something special here in America. We really do. And I believe that the government is not flawed. Understand me. There are many, many flaws in our representatives, but the government is not the representatives. The government is not the senators or the members of the House. The government is the Constitution. And we can sit around and we can debate, well, you know, maybe this part of the Constitution, maybe this is not right. Maybe that's not right. But what we have here in a constitutional republic is beautiful. It's beautiful, and it is the envy of many countries around the world. We have something special here. And I don't think that we should keep amending the Constitution so liberally. It's not something, as I said earlier, that should be done without a lot of thought, a lot of consideration. I'll give you an example. This is something, admittedly, that I regret. Around, I believe it was 2014, the North Carolina had a proposed amendment that passed that defined marriage as between a man and a woman. And I will admit to you that at the time I voted for it, because I am a Christian and I do believe in the biblical definition of marriage. This was, like I said, in 2014, which was also about the time that I started seriously getting involved in politics. But hindsight's 2020. When I got time to actually sit down and think about it, I started rationalizing through the decision, and I thought, well, we just gave government here in North Carolina the power to define what marriage is. That marriage is between a man and a woman, something that I believe personally. But if they are able to define what marriage is, then what else are we going to give them the power to do? What does it hurt me or anybody else what two gay people decide to do in the privacy of their own home? If they want to get together and they want to have a marriage ceremony, why does that bother me? Because according to my own beliefs, God defined what marriage is in the Bible. So if they want to call what they have a marriage, it doesn't hurt my feelings. As my boss at the Libertarian Republic, Austin Peterson, says, I want to live in a world where gay married couples can defend their marijuana fields with fully automatic machine guns. And it's something that I deeply regret, because if government can define those things, then government has control over it. This is an area where government never should have authority. And it's the same thing with these term limits. It's not government's decision. It's not government's place to decide how many times a person can run. It's ours as the people. And we have to assume the responsibility and stop abdicating the authority to government, which will ultimately just make government bigger. This is not something that I believe should be handled from the top down. It should be handled from the bottom up. It should be handled from the people. The potential effects of this bill, were it to pass, which I don't believe it has a snowball's chance in hell of passing, if I'm being honest, because when has government ever limited its own power? But if it were to pass, the potential effects of this are not all good. You think about the senators and congressmen who represent the ideas that I advocate for on the show. The Senator Cruz's, the Rand Paul's, the Representative Massey's. Well, after they serve their two or three terms, they're done. They can't run again. That's not a decision that government should make. It's a decision that should be made by the people, from the bottom up, not the top down. And I really think that this is wrong-headed of Senator Cruz. Even though I like Senator Cruz, I think this is not the way that we should address this issue. And as I said at the beginning, I welcome Senator Cruz. If he would like to come on my show and be interviewed by me and have a discussion about why he thinks that this is the proper solution, I welcome him. I believe that discussion and debate is profitable to the free exchange of ideas. That is a foundational principle of mine. It's a foundational principle of this show. So if any of these representatives or senators want to come on and make their case, state their case to myself and state their case to you as my listener, I welcome them. What I would suggest for those who care about this issue is to get involved in a grassroots organization like Young Americans for Liberty, who advocate for electing liberty-minded representatives and senators. That is a proper solution, and not voting for these same idiots over and over. As I said before, it's the definition of insanity to keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. This is our responsibility, not government's. I told you this would not be a popular episode. It may not make me popular with some of you guys, but as I promised in the beginning, I will always say what I believe. And you may not like what I have to say, but I am honest and I am bold enough to say what I believe without fear. Until the next time, this has been another episode of Revolution to Revival. I've been your host, Caleb Shoemate, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. God bless.